Have you ever thought about adding new deliverables to your program? Before you do, I want you to listen to and implement this episode. We're going to talk about how to make sure you're adding the right deliverables to your program.
This is for you, the online business owner who wants to maximize your profit and multiply your impact. I'm Shanna, host of the Community Creators Podcast. I've spent over a decade helping top brands and entrepreneurs create thriving communities that increase their reach, retention, and revenue. This podcast is where I share my best insights and invite you into conversations with the world's leading community creators and cultivators. So grab your favorite mug, fill it up, and let's get started.
One of the big mistakes I see online program owners, especially membership site owners, make is adding more to the program just for the sake of adding more. Now, maybe it's just a fun idea that you got or something you think will help people. I bet you have good intentions when you do it, or maybe even your team is the one coming to the table with this new idea. But we want to make sure that we are being very thoughtful when we add something new to our program. So I want to walk through with you what I want you to think through before you add a new deliverable. Now, the idea box is something that I want you to know about if you are somebody or you have a team member who's constantly launching new ideas, constantly launching new deliverables. I have an episode on how to wrangle your ideas. You're going to want to listen to that because that's very important when it comes to this kind of stuff. But for those of you that are looking to add a new deliverable and you're trying to be really thoughtful about it, I want to walk through what I want you to be thinking about. And the reason this is so important is because although more content may get people excited and it may temporarily increase retention for a month or two as they await that new deliverable, it can really lead to long-term overwhelm. And so what I see often in people who have thousands or tens of thousands of members and have had their membership for 5 or more years is that when we get in and we do surveys, we talk to people and we look at program consumption, we find there's a whole lot of stuff there that people aren't using. And there are lots of deliverables that have been added at one point because somebody thought it was a good idea or they wanted to test something new and fun, and then they never took it away. And we never do a deliverable evaluation, which I think is really valuable to do, really, frankly, once a year, because once a year is a good time for you to reset with your members as you look at what's working for them and what isn't and what your team has capacity for. But we don't always need to be adding new. Just because you always did a masterclass every month doesn't mean you need to keep doing a masterclass every month. Now, whenever you do make a shift in your deliverables, you need to really be transparent about that with your community, and your marketing needs to change, and you need to be really clear on how you are going to continue to help them get results even without this deliverable. But that doesn't mean you can't ever take deliverables away. So we're not talking about taking deliverables away in this episode, but I definitely want to keep you from just adding a bunch of new deliverables whenever you feel like it. So the question I always want you to ask is, what problem are we solving for? What problem does this solve? And there's an episode that we can link to in the description that talks more about making sure that you're solving problems in your business. But when you add a new deliverable, it should be to solve a specific problem. Now, here's the challenge. Many of you are making assumptions as to what the problems are. You're making assumptions about what your community needs. If you have not done a survey in a long time, a whole member-wide survey where you put a big promotion campaign behind it, if you're in my Retain program, you have survey templates for the questions, you have a big survey promotion plan, you have a survey strategy guide, you have all of it there. You need to plan to do one of these at least once a year. So make sure that you've done a survey and that you've also evaluated any consumption data that you have. Now, if you're not collecting any of that data, then any problem you think you're solving is really based on assumption. So the more data we have, the more specific we can be and the more certain we can be about the problem that we are solving. So if you don't know the problem, collect the data first, because not only will this help you identify the problems that need to be solved, but it can help you prioritize them as well. So once you've identified the problem, there's a couple of questions I like to ask about that specific problem, because chances are if you do a member survey or if you look at your data, it's not just going to be one problem. You're going to see lots of opportunity, if you will, or problems to solve. And then you're going to have to really filter through that and figure out which's the best one to solve, what really needs to be the priority. So there's two questions that you can ask to get to the bottom of that. The first is, how will solving this problem help our client or customer or member get better results? If we aren't doing this to help them get better results, then why are we doing it? Now, you're probably like, but Shanna, aren't you like the community person? You're all about community and connection. And like, that's not necessarily tied to results, but it actually is. So community and feeling connected is directly associated with our ability to stick with a program and get results. So it may not have an obvious or what you would consider direct link to results, like, oh, they do this, it's going to help them make $10,000 more per month, but it's going to help support them in getting results, like, for example, a coaching call. Okay. So then the second question we want to ask is, how will solving this problem increase our retention? How's it actually going to help people stay? Now, oftentimes, people add deliverables for marketing purposes. They add deliverables because they think it's going to help sell the program better. And that's all well and good. Like, that's most people's default. So I don't feel like I need to talk about that. Like, how is it going to help get more sales or get more conversions? Because your marketing team or your marketing person is probably always thinking about that. But we want to see how it impacts retention. In fact, there are some ideas, some deliverables that the marketing team might add that are negatively impacting retention. So that's why this question around how does solving this problem increase our retention, it's really important because we need to make sure whatever solution we bring to the table does just that, right? So now you've identified the problem and all the problems, and you've looked through how it's going to help get people better results, how it's going to increase our retention. And so you've really narrowed down to the one most important problem that you know is going to have the biggest impact on results and retention. That's what we're looking for. So we have a solution at this point. And maybe you've gone to your idea box, like I've talked about in the other episode, to find ideas, to find the solution. But you have the solution now. And there are some questions that I want you to ask around this, because what I have found is that often when we're trying to find a solution to a problem, like launching a new deliverable, we tend to go with our first idea. We tend to go with the first thing that feels like a fit, or we tend to go with something that a coach has told us about or that we've heard somebody else has done before. And it can limit our scope of solutions. If you want to create a thriving online community, you need to join my free Community Creators Hub. Inside of this free hub, you're going to get access to a searchable database of every episode of this podcast, as well as my favorite free resources, like my 77 plus connection ideas list, community manager best practices guide, and scripts for video messaging, plus so much more. Discover the tools and the resources that I rely on to grow and manage thriving online communities. Just go to communitycreatorshub.com to get your free access. So the questions I want you to be asking about a particular solution: is there an easier way to solve this problem? That's such a great question to ask. Is there an easier way to solve this problem that's going to lead to the same results? Sometimes we take the most difficult path forward to get a result or to get an increase in retention, when there is a much easier way that maybe doesn't require as much content or doesn't require as much from your team. And there's two ways that I want you to be thinking about this. The first one is ease from the standpoint of the client or the customer or the member that is utilizing that deliverable. Do they have to watch a 1-hour training, or could it just be put into a really simple guide? Ask that question in regards to the member's experience or the customer's experience, but also with the team. And this is really the second thing I want to think about. The second thing I want you asking is, what is the team impact? How much effort is this going to take to implement on a launch basis? So there's the initial effort to get it off the ground, and then there's the ongoing effort to maintain it. How much time? What's the workload? Who's going to be responsible for this? Do they have the capacity for it? These are all questions that we need to be asking before we create more overwhelm for our members or more overwhelm for our team. So once you've really evaluated all of that, so you know which problems are the most important to solve at the time, you're making sure you're focused on getting results for your customers and getting the retention result that you want as a team, and you narrow down to that one solution, then you really need to poke and prod at that solution, making sure that there isn't an easier way to do this, easier for the member, but also evaluating that team impact around effort, around time, around workload, capacity, responsibility. All of those things need to be thought through before we just throw another deliverable out there. Now, with all of this knowledge, you should be able to identify the best way to solve the problem, which may be a one-time deliverable, not an ongoing deliverable. It may be an ongoing deliverable. But if it is an ongoing deliverable, you always want to question, does this replace an existing deliverable? Anytime we add something new, it's a good time to take something away. Now, that's not always what we need to be doing. I'm not saying take away something that gets people results just because we're adding something new and we have to have a magic number of 4 deliverables a month. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if you want to or have the opportunity to take something away because it is no longer what is best serving your members, either because you've never done this exercise before and you do it for all of your existing deliverables and find out like, hey, there's some things we're doing just to do them, but that people aren't participating. It's not actually helping people get results. Maybe we should take that away. Or maybe you have literally maxed out all of the content and you just need to start delivering it in a better format for people and pointing them to the right resources instead of just building your content library. Or maybe you've just found a better way to deliver on that solution. So either way, whenever you launch a new deliverable, it's a great opportunity to take one away if you need to, because it's a nice little switcheroo. They may be not getting something anymore, but they're also getting something new in return. And it's important that we really position for them how this is going to benefit them. And because you have actually done the work and you've asked these questions and you've collected the data, you don't have to put marketing BS all over your promotion of this new deliverable that's going to try and get them to participate and tell them why it's better or tell them why it's awesome. You don't have to do a bunch of marketing BS because you actually have the data. You know the problems that they have. You know their challenges. You know what's working, what's not working to get them results. And you have thoughtfully come up with the solution. So you can leverage all of that in your messaging to help people actually get excited for and adopt this new deliverable. So that's going to allow it to integrate into your existing deliverables even better. It's going to allow for better adoption. And you're really going to be looking at this from a holistic perspective versus just throwing spaghetti against the wall to see what sticks. Now, I will say this. I'm a big fan of testing something that you think you want to have as an ongoing deliverable as a one-time event. So let's just say you want to start doing connection calls inside of your membership because you found you're really, really great at content, but you're really, really bad at connecting. And people have identified that as a problem. Like they want to know other people and have more accountability within your program. So you decide that connection calls, for example, might be the best solution. I highly recommend testing one. Doing it as a one-time event that you're just going to test, you still build it up, you still get excitement for it, and then getting feedback from your community, which some of that feedback is just going to happen because they're either going to show up or they're not, and then actually getting feedback after it to determine if it is something that should be implemented as a regular deliverable. So that's my other quick tip and hack when you're thinking about adding new deliverables to your program, especially a membership program. Feel free to test it once and just play around with it before you implement it or promise it as something regular. And my second quick tip or hack is you don't have to make it monthly. You could do something quarterly or twice a year, and then you can increase frequency as desired. Perfect example of this. I have my Retain group consulting program for business owners and retention leaders who have membership sites, multi-six, really 7 figures and above who want help with retention. The majority of the stuff that I do in there is retention training, retention systems, leadership training for those retention leaders, and we do group consulting calls on a regular basis. I recently talked to the group about some problems that they needed to solve outside of retention, and they gave me some marketing problems that they're trying to solve. And so instead of now becoming a retention and marketing program, I simply tap the shoulder of a few guest experts that I'm going to be bringing in, and we're doing a short series. So this summer, we're going to have a guest expert for the 3 months of the summer who are coming in to solve those specific problems for them. I'm not committing to do this every single month. I'm going to do this. I'm already getting feedback. I'll continue to get feedback. And then I may decide to do it quarterly, or I may decide never to do it again, or I may decide to do it monthly, or I may decide to do it just in the summer like I did this time. But either way, I'm giving myself the flexibility because it's not anything that I promised. I haven't said we're going to have a guest expert every month. But what I'm trying to do is solve a very, very specific problem in a very specific solution. And I'm testing it for a short time period to get feedback to see how it works. Okay? So it's a perfect example of how you might integrate something into your program without having to have a new monthly deliverable. All right, I hope this was helpful in helping you think through your deliverables. And again, like I said, I kind of hinted at a couple of times in this episode, if you have never done this with your existing deliverables, don't add another deliverable yet. Please, please, please. Please promise me you won't add another deliverable until you've gone through and evaluated your existing deliverables, how much time and effort and impact it's having on your team, and what the impact is for people who are utilizing it right inside of your program. Like, are people actually consuming it? And if they are they getting results? If you have an established membership, you know that retention is the name of the game. When you can keep your customers longer, you increase the lifetime value of each and every customer, which increases your profitability in your business. If you've been wanting to decrease your churn, keep your customers longer, and establish somebody in your business to help really support you on the retention journey, I want you to take a look at my Retain Group Consulting Program. This is crafted specifically to help you establish a solid retention strategy and support a leader on your team that can become the retention leader you've been looking for. Just go to joinretain.com to learn more.
Hey friend, thanks for listening. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe. Then do me a favor and leave a review letting me know what you want to hear more of. To learn more about the show or connect with me, head to shannalynn.com. That's shannalynn.com. Until next time.